So, okay. It is on now and is rolling. So, Dr. France, we can start with you.
Okay.
And then just if you want to tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you're relatively new here, but you've been here for a few months.
I think it's been about 7 months now. And, you know, kind of fill in the shoes that Dr. Weaver was there. And, you know, we've kind of made the transition quite flawlessly. I mean, it's really nice that we have a community that is backing the clinic here as far as the dental side goes. I want to also, you know, let the community know that we are kind of a full service department. We do everything from cosmetics to dentures. And it's changed a little bit, I think, before I came on board. It was more of an emergent type of appointment scheduling where people had toothaches and we took care of them, of course. But now we're doing a little bit more reconstruction, you know, full mouth, changing people's smiles. And I think it's, you know, really quite rewarding. It's just taking Dr. Weaver's treatment a different step in the right direction here for a future community. It's also nice, too, that, you know, we are open 5 days a week. We try to get emergencies in the same day. It's something that, you know, it saves people a trip down to the valley. And I kind of know that trip because I live this side of Wasilla, but it's a beautiful drive for me to Mac. So a little bit about myself. I've been in private practice for going on about 15 years now. I was in private practice with my little brother in Pittsburgh. And just decided I need a little change of pace. It's getting a little hectic, and just wanted to kind of give back, especially to the community. And the position opened up here, and been welcomed with open arms by everybody.
Great. One thing, I know we talked about it a little bit before before we started the interview, is pediatrics and pediatric dentistry.
Before I came on board, we did have a pediatric dentist that came about once a month, which is wonderful, but right now I'm taking over all the pediatric treatment. Most cases can be seen here at the clinic. There could be some comprehensive cases that would involve some sedation that may have to be referred out, but we see kids as early as 12 months and on. So I've treated kids my whole professional career. I was actually a school dentist back in Pittsburgh, so we'd actually do annual school exams, very similar to what Shalise does as far as the athletic exams.
Okay. And then as far as, you know, you say you expanded the services here to be a little bit more comprehensive, where are you looking next as far as... you know, over the next 6 months to a year, any additional expansion in services or?
Well, right now we're doing the same thing that you can get done in Anchorage up here. You know, we offer the slide for most of our treatments, and even the treatments that aren't on the slide, we do offer at a discount that they can really pass on to the patients. For the next 6 months, you know, I'm trying to get involved a little bit more with the schools and doing sealant projects. And once again, I was in Pittsburgh as a school dentist, so we do annual checks on second and third graders. And I'm going to try to implement that in the Upper Sioux here and maybe go all the way through the valley with that, hopefully someday. I've been in contact with the Matsu School Board and, you know, trying to see if we can get this instituted in our schools. And so the kids have, you know, a healthy start, you know, with their dentition.
Okay. All right. I guess we can get in a little bit more into kind of the broader clinic discussion. Obviously, having Dr. France along has filled the dentistry position, but you know, we've been for the last 7-8 months we've had a lot of locums seeing patients on the medical side. Where are we at with that right now?
Well, we right now don't have any more locums on staff, so the four clinicians, medical clinicians that we do have, are all permanent hires. Renee is a physician's assistant. Kate Engelman is a nurse practitioner, as I am, and Dr. Joan is back off of maternity leave, mm-hmm. so she's here 4 days a week right now, and will be 5 days a week come June 1st. So we're really happy to say that we have all permanent staff now, no more locums, mm-hmm. and everybody's working really hard, and we're hoping that with some solid permanent hires, we'll start building up some of our patient population, people feeling more comfortable that they're able to see the same provider,
mm-hmm.
Better continuity of care with that. Renee and Kate both are primarily out of our Willow Clinic, but they will be in Talkeetna, and you'll see their faces more in the summertime. As we get a little bit busier, we'll be pulling them up a little bit. And then, like I said, Joan's here 4 days a week. She's not here on Tuesday or Thursdays right now. And then come summer, she'll be here on our Saturday clinics too.
Okay, and so the Saturday clinic is something that's coming back?
Yeah, that will start mid-May. We'll be open on Saturdays again, which I think is really helpful for folks who have that traditional kind of work schedule, but also just in terms of acute things that come up on the weekend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously this is... You're transitioning into the position, been here for a few weeks. One of the things that's been discussed consistently at the last couple of board meetings is ancillary services, specifically the ones ordered by a physician outside of Sunshine. Can you give us an update on where that's at?
Yeah, and let me back up just one
sure.
second, too, just because one thing that I don't think has been clear in the community is that I am seeing patients, and
okay.
so a lot of people think... don't necessarily understand that the medical director position is also a clinical position. So
okay.
2 days a week, and I'm also seeing patients in Willow. So,
okay.
And then in terms of ancillary services, I think first just to say what that means, because a lot of people don't really understand
mm-hmm.
that terminology. But those are services that are not your direct patient care with a provider. So they're things that support that, lab services, x-ray services, our dispensary, those are kind of adjunct. So in the past, our policy supported providers that are not employed at Sunshine Clinic. So it, like specialists down in the Valley or Anchorage, if they had orders that they wanted a patient to come and have a procedure done, they could come and do that, whether they were our patients or not our patients. And that is still our policy, so we are providing those services currently so people can come here and get that done. There was some question about whether or not that was really the best course for the clinic in terms of just there is risk involved with that, and if they're not our patients, or, you know, is it a good thing for us to be assuming that risk? But given the fact that there are no other lab services available up here, we really felt like the risk was worth taking.
Okay.
To serve our communities. So.
Okay, so that will be continuing on.
Yes.
Good. And let's see. As far as, you know, when we talked before the actual interview, you mentioned more involvement with the schools as well. Can you talk a little bit about what you're looking at there?
Yeah, I mean, I would say we're doing a lot of outreach right now. Just in general, Sunshine Clinic is really trying to have more of a palpable presence in the community. We want to be responsive to what the community's needs are. So several months back at a board meeting, you may recall, Marnie Gunnarsson actually came and spoke about the need for kids to get their sports physicals done timely. So that they weren't prevented from participating in physical activities, which is a healthy thing for them to be doing. So I was approached by Dottie Leonard, who's the school nurse now, about whether or not we could have an on-site sports physical day at the high school, so that at the end of this year, in May, we would do everybody's sports physicals, and then those would be covered, will cover their activities for the following year. And that was it's a very complex thing to do, to coordinate that on site. We actually had to change our scope with the federal government and other things to support that, but we have been able to get those things in place. So this May, the first Friday of May, and now I don't see the date. I will be out at the high school, and we'll be doing sports physicals for anyone who wants them, needs them. And that will be a comprehensive, you know, checkup. It's not limited to just sports. So we're going to provide a good service for those kids as well. But we're really excited to be able to help them meet that need. Some other things that we're involved in, we are coordinating the health fair with Alaska Health Fairs that will be at the Upper Susitna Senior Center on April 25th. And then there's also a health fair in Willow the Saturday prior to that. And we're gonna be involved with that as well. And then there's also, which has been on KTNA, the Choose Respect Day, which is awareness around domestic violence, and there will be activities going on in Willow and Trapper Creek and in Talkeetna. They'll be here in Talkeetna. There's a march that's going to happen that's going to go from the Flying Squirrel down to the Roadhouse, and then there'll be flag making, and those flags will go up onto Denali at base camp. And there's similar activities in Willow and Trapper Creek. So.
Okay. Let's see. I kind of lost my place here. I just started listening instead of professionally listening.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
There are some of the things that I...
Yeah, if you just want to talk about other things that you're working on, that's
really
fine.
I love people to know about that I've just heard questions in the community about. One is our outpatient-based opioid treatment program. They're having some questions about whether or not that's going or not going, and it is. Every week we have OBOT groups every other week in Talkeetna and every other week in Willow, so they happen once a week, but it depends on which site. So those are up and running. Dr. Joan and Cece, our clinical social worker, are co-managing that group. We're also, in light of the fact that we now do have some good staff stability, we're looking to expand that. So we have posted for a LPN position and are actively looking for, hoping for some good applicants to come in the door for that. And I also wanted to mention that that the hours in Willow have been adjusted somewhat on Mondays. That clinic is open. It opens later and stays open later, so it's from 11 to 7. And that was in response to a community kind of need that identified later hours as being something that would be helpful. So, and if we see that that's being utilized more, then we may be looking to do that for the rest of the week too.
Okay. And as far as, I guess, same question as far as the next 6 to 12 months, you know, looking ahead. Some of it you've covered, but anything else kind of on the horizon?
I think there's a lot on the horizon. We're in the process right now at looking at behavioral health expansion. There's a grant that we're looking to apply for, and if we get that, we'd be really excited to be able to bring in another clinician and be serving our population in a better or more thorough way by being able to have a clinician in both sites full time. So that's a real exciting opportunity that we're hoping will qualify for. We are looking at lots of school-based services. We've been, again, with the change in our scope, that allows us to think about things like behavioral health in the schools, school-based mental health, behavioral health, school-based dentistry, and some of the medical care. We've also been working with some of the agencies in the Lower Valley, Matsu Health Services. We're trying to really kind of expand our collaborative efforts so that our catchment areas do overlap a little bit, so that we're making sure that we're helping each other in the way that we serve our patients. They're real interested in talking to Bill about our dental and how they might be able to utilizing some of those services, because there is not a community health center that has dental services in the valley, right, in the Lower Valley right now.
Okay.
So those are definitely things that we're working on. I would say In general, stability is a huge thing for us. So working with the staff that we do have, which are all absolutely amazing, incredible people who are like so dedicated. They've been through an awful lot, and the fact that you can walk in the building and they're just excited to do some great work is awesome. And so just making sure that we're building on the strengths of the staff that we do have is a good place to launch from. We are having an open house here at the clinic.
I think it's the 26th and 27th, a Wednesday and a Thursday. Yeah. We have one in Willow, I believe on the 26th, and here in Tuckey down the 27th.
And we really would like to encourage community members who just want to come and check us out again, or if they've been nervous about coming to the clinic, if they want to come and talk to any of us, meet our providers, meet our dentists, meet our staff. It's just going to be a fun day. We're going to barbecue stuff and have a nice time. I think I said this earlier, it's Sunshine Clinic is a huge resource for this community, and by this community, I mean, you know, our whole service area, Trapper Creek, Willow, and Talkeetna, and even beyond for some patients. And we want people to really feel like we're engaged in what's going on here. We want to be responsive to the needs of our community, so we want to hear from them, and we want them to be here and feel like the best care that they can receive is through our clinic.
Okay. But kind of on that note, I recall last year there was a survey. It was like a community needs assessment survey.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of this has come out of what was discovered in the survey? What else might happen as a result of what the community says their needs are?
Yeah, I mean, there were actually two significant community needs assessments that went on. There was one that was more local based, and then there was one that was put together through Matsu Health Foundation. That was more of a borough-wide assessment, and I would say both of them really spoke to our mental health challenges, and in particular for our pediatric population, but just in general. So a lot of the focus coming out of that is around behavioral health needs, which was great that we have this opportunity to possibly do some expansion and help meet those needs.
Mm.
And from the pediatric end of life, since that's been really my focus, my main focus for the last 3 or 4 years, I'm excited to expand our pediatric work in any way possible. I think we've seen less kids in the last few years, and I would really like to see that change. I would like for our parents to feel like they're getting great pediatric care here and that they can utilize us for those services. I want to see some kids.
Okay.
And I might add that, you know, as far as the pediatric patients go, you know, they can come in for just a, you know, kind of a ride in the chair and count the teeth thing. You know, we don't have to wait till there's a problem. You know, we can get them accustomed to coming to the dentist early on. And it takes a lot of the fear out of them, too, that, you know, they actually enjoy coming to see us. And, you know, I would say as soon as they can, you know, sit down and go for a ride in the chair, age 2 or 3, come on in. We'll just do a simple tooth count, nothing too invasive, nothing too scary. And they can take a trip to the treasure chest along with the parents, too. And, you know, we like to have the dental department here more like a regular dental office, you know. We are part of the clinic, but we can see preventative patients who need just their biannual cleanings and exams and stuff, along with, you know, like oral cancer screening. And like I did say, too, we even do tooth whitening here, too. So, you know, we can freshen the smiles of all of our community here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The other thing you asked about what's coming up, there's so much that we're working on right now. It's kind of hard to put it all together, but the other thing that we are working on is trying to collaborate with some of the physical therapy groups down in Wasilla to see if we can't entice them to start providing some services up this way. And there's actually some good interest in regards to that, so you know, look for more information about that in the future, but that certainly has been a need for a long time, and we've had agencies kind of come and go and come and go, mm-hmm. and so we're hoping that we can set up something that's a little bit more permanent with some good support by us that can allow for that as well.
Okay.
Pardon.
I think that covers most of my questions.
One thing you had asked me about was the clinic that I worked at NSI.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we talked about, I forgot the recorder wasn't running for that. So yeah, the Women and Children's Clinic that you used to do out there, what's the future look like for that?
Right. So that site was umbrellaed by the clinic that I worked out of in Wasilla. So it's no longer open. But I definitely am interested in continuing a relationship with NSI as they continue to kind of grow and think about, you know, new buildings and those types of their type of expansion, and continuing discussion about the possibility of having a site down in Talkeetna. There certainly, I think, is some need there, and it was, I think, well received having that site there. It's not something I can do right now because there's just a lot else that needs to be done. But maybe in the future, I would, you know, I think, again, it might be a good place to think about expansion, and I love partnering with NSI. They're a great organization to work with.
Okay. But in the meantime, you said you are seeing patients here.
I am seeing patients here 2 days a week at least, most weeks, and then 1 day a week down in Willow. So if people want to come and see me, they can call and schedule anytime they want to.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
I think that about covers it.